something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah. So they require high intensity. So out of all that's going in, something's going to work. And so it will never be completely dependable. But it will keep showing that it works. And they're going to keep wondering, why isn't it 100% dependable? Because sometimes, because they don't understand the coding. So it will sometimes work and sometimes not work. So they're still researching this and trying to find out how come it really works and then sometimes doesn't seem to work. So they'll tell you they're still testing. You've got to understand the coding of sound. The coding of sound. But this is something that he has revealed to his own children. Let me show you something about how God deals with us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. Howbeit, we speak wisdom. Say, we speak wisdom. I like that. You know what it is to talk wisdom? See, the word of God is wisdom. When we talk the word, we talk wisdom. That's what spiritual means. Hallelujah. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. The word means mature. Among them that are spiritually mature. That's what it means. Yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. That means to nothing. We speak the wisdom of God. It says, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, but not the wisdom of this world. This world has its own wisdom based on their human understanding. But we speak the wisdom of God in esoteric language. Let's look. Verse 7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. That's it. In esoteric communication. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery. Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. He ordained this wisdom unto our glory. So that's why, see, if I were talking sound, all the scientists will easily understand that. But if I start talking sound coding, they'll say, what do you mean by sound coding? Because they don't know who can code the sound. They can understand sound code when you use the recording instruments, okay, which they introduce, their own coding. But if I start talking about divine coding, natural coding, then they're going to say, who could have coded it? That should be simple. Let me get you to understand this. Look at this. If they tell us that they discovered sound waves in black holes, sound waves, that begins to, for me, I don't have any more questions because I've got the answers. It's really there. Why? Simple. If you found sound waves, measurable sound waves, to the point that you observed the sound notes, What is sound? I mean, start with the sound waves. What sound waves? A sound wave is a wave of sound. I mean, that's simple. A sound wave is a wave of sound. So the question will no longer be, what is the sound wave? It'll become, what is sound? Do you understand what I'm saying? If you found sound waves, meaning there's sound, because the wave is produced by sound. So what is sound? Sound is energy, right? Sound is energy. Sound is energy. It's energy that's transmitted by pressure waves. Okay, longitudinal pressure waves. And they are assumed to be the cause of hearing. That's the definition of sound. You see, so if it's energy that's transmitted by longitudinal pressure waves being the cause of hearing, my question will be, if we agree that sound is energy, then what's the cause? Energy must have a cause or a source. That is the beautiful thing. Energy must have a cause or a source. Something must trigger energy, the release of energy. So it must have a cause or a source. So the question will be, what's the source of the energy? Since sound is energy. The answer is there. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. And without Him was not anything made that was made. The Word. The Word was uttered in speech. And there was the origin of sound. You see? That's where it's all from. It's all from God's Word. And the inspiring part of all this is we are the offspring of the Word. That means the material, the very material that created the world, is what we're born of. Oh God. When you are born again, you're born of the Word. You're born of the very material, the very source material, the original source material that created the world. Whose element is embedded in every created thing in nature. No wonder Jesus said when he was teaching natural men, not people born again. Natural men. He said to them, if you say unto this sycamore tree, be plucked up by the root and be cast into the sea, he said, it will obey you. And they were stunned listening to this Jesus. He was talking to natural men. He said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Not born again people. The people he was telling this, when they hadn't received the Holy Ghost. He said, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. And they were listening to him. Why? He knew what was in man that man didn't know. He knew what was there. which means from the teachings of Christ and the teachings of the apostles, none of us should ever be defeated. Say, I'll never be defeated in my life. Say it again, I'll never be defeated in my life. I'm a success forever. By the power of the Spirit of God. Yeah. This is real. Glory to God. This is real. The wisdom of God is working in me. Said again, the wisdom of God is working in me. The wisdom of God is working in me. I know who I am. The life of God is in me. In my spirit. In my spirit. In my spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So if the Word created all things, and I am born of the Word, for the Bible says, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever, means that I am the offspring of God's Word. I'm a child of the Word. I was born of the Word. So the Word of God is my Father. Glory to God. Yeah. Being born of the Word. I'm born of the Word. Now that means that what God expects and what He wants for me is to always line up with the Word. There must be a unity with the Word. You see, if you're going to live the true life that God has given to you, you must line up with the Word of God. Your life must become consistent with the Word. There is where your victory lies. There is where your glory life lies. You know, you're expected to live a life of glory. A life of endless joy. Hallelujah. See, I've got glory in my life. I'm full of glory. I'm full of glory. I have glory in my life. Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This is the continuation of the message, Sound Code and the Spirit.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anything is possible. And that's not a religious cliche. It's real. Anything is possible. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. You know, if you believe God's word, it will produce results for you. If you don't believe it, it will not work. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Let's look at it. You know, some people think, if it's from God, it should just work. That's not the way the Bible says. Look at this. Paul says here, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Not to the one that doesn't believe. The gospel of Christ is the power of God to produce salvation to everyone who believes. If you don't believe, it will not work. It's not enough for it to be the word of God. The word of God must be believed and acted upon. If you don't believe it, it will not work. It is the power of God. The gospel is the power of God to produce salvation for everyone who believes. Remember, I shared something with you from Romans chapter 10, verse 8. Go back there. Romans chapter 10, verse 8. But what said it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. He says the word is so close to you. He calls it the word of salvation. When you read the verses before this, it's dealing with salvation. And it says the word that brings salvation is so close to you, it's in your mouth and in your heart. Then it says, next verse, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You believe with your heart. You confess with your mouth. Why? The next verse. For with the heart man believes. You believe with your heart. You can't believe with your mind. You believe with your heart. You don't believe with your brain. You believe with your heart. Your heart is your spirit. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. The two must go together. When you believe it, you've got to say it. If you believe it and you don't say it, it will not work. He says, the word is nigh thee. It is in thy mouth and in thy heart. I told you that the power of that sound code is that it works between the word of God. That means it must be in alignment with the word of God. And how do you know? From your heart. Your heart must line up with the word of God. That's where he says, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness. With the heart you believe and you are aligned with God. You are made right with God. You believe unto righteousness. So your heart must be in line with God's word. Then with your mouth, you make the proclamation that catapults you into salvation or all the blessings of salvation. That's the way it works. That's the principle of the kingdom of God. The most important thing in the kingdom of God is salvation for man. Can you see that? That means the most important principle of that kingdom with respect to man will be revealed in salvation. And that's what it just showed you. If in the earth here, the most important thing for your life is salvation, then it means that the principle of salvation is the most important. And that's exactly what it reveals to you. That principle governs everything about your life in your relationship with God. You believe with your heart, you say it with your mouth. You believe with your heart, say it with your mouth. That's what we studied yesterday in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. It says, for he hath said, so that we may boldly say. You see, he said it so I can believe it and speak in accordance with his word. So your heart and your mouth lots and lots of millions of us around the world, Christians, we are many. But not every Christian is having a great life. Not every Christian is enjoying Christianity because a lot of them don't know what it is. They don't know what Christianity is. They think it's one nice religion, but Christianity is not a religion. Christianity is the pulsating life of Christ in a human being. It is divinity at work in humanity. It is the revelation of the divine through the human life. That is Christianity. It is the manifestation of God's kingdom through a human vessel. That is Christianity. It is righteousness at work in a human being. That's Christianity. It is a revelation of God's righteousness. See? So, once you understand that, you find that the living from day to day beyond circumstances becomes a joy. Every day for you is a joy. No matter what you're facing, you know, sometimes some people say, well, you don't know what I'm going through in my job. You don't know what I'm going through. It's not about what you're going through. There needs to be a clear distinction between status and situation. You have to distinguish between your status and your situation. The revelation of God's word that you have unveils your status. But that may not change your situation. So the first thing you need to understand is what God says about your status. Because if you understand your status, then you can start living from inside out. Your status must be apprehended first. Your status must be understood first. And then you superimpose the tenets and principles of that status on your situation. And your situation will be altered. But you know, some people want situation first without understanding status. So they're looking at their situation. Your situation may not change, but that doesn't change your status. Once you know, that's why we can rejoice irrespective of where we are. Because I know who I am. You understand that? Yeah. First thing is to know who you are. Know your status. Who are you? Once that is clear to you, you don't care about your situation. You're going to win anyhow. Hallelujah. Because you've come to find out who you are. You've come to discover that you are invincible. That means you can't be defeated. Glory to God. You know, everything that God has created is inexterminable. That means that nothing of matter can go extinct. What happens is matter or substance changes form. They can only change from one form to another. Let's suppose that your shoes got burnt and everything got burnt, turned to ashes. The original creative particles from where your shoes eventually got made or created are not destroyed. They've only changed form. You get it? They've only changed form. Let's suppose, oh, this is nice. I can see a lot of you, you don't have any hair on your head, okay? Yeah, you've gotten rid of your hair. Though your hair is no longer on your head, it's not inexistent. It exists, it's somewhere. It's only been expanded. Let me explain.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Eroni Memorial Building, Akisim, opposite Soroti Taxi Park, Eastern Uganda, and Christ Embassy, Nakatunya Widows Hall, Eastern Uganda. Worship with us on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 6 p.m. You can call us on 0705-386-452.